Welcome back, everyone, to the 12th episode of the Young Pyromancers podcast. We just got done watching the Aqualia first look spoiler video, whatever you want to call it, but on Twitch. But that was insane.
I'm so excited.
Like, those commanders. We're going to be talking about all of that today, but before we get into that, we'd just like to say, if you haven't seen the video, that's more important. Go watch the video, because that's crazy. So go watch the video, get it from the experts, and then come back and listen to us. Don't abandon us. Okay. Anyways, we're going to begin by talking about just Aqualia as a set. So, like, it's, like, Vivian, giant monsters, those Godzilla monster-type things. I'm so excited. What are you guys' thoughts?
So I'm not gonna say I didn't sort of predict it. It's Vivian. So in the trailer, there's a large creature fighting another large creature, and then Vivian shows up with her arcbow and destroys the larger creature. It appears that there's big creatures, but there's also Vivian, who also controls other big creatures, and the big creatures fight, and it's pretty cool.
There's also Vivian's that one other card, dude.
Vivian's name is Luca. Vivian Monsters Advocate, so...
Why don't we read Vivian to them?
Alright.
I'll start with Vivian.
So she's got the Garrick Roll next. She's got the Garrick's Horde text, so you can cast stuff off the top of your library as long as it's a creature. Loyalty, and then Reader Loyalty.
I was thinking, but you don't play with it revealed, so not everyone else knows what it is.
Right.
That is true.
It's just you, which makes it a lot better.
So yeah, Vivian's monster is an advocate. Has a +1, create a 3/3 beast token, creature token. Put your choice of vigilance counter on it, a reach counter, or a trample counter on it. Those are Vivian's abilities. She does those. And then also, -2 when you cast your next creature spell this turn, search your library for a creature card with lesser converted mana cost, put it onto the battlefield, and shuffle your library.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, they're not doing Planeswalker decks, so we're not getting those.
So I'm just going to note really quickly that Vivian's -2 is absolutely insane.
And you can play her and use it immediately.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the normal gameplay in like stuff like Standard is you're playing Vivian, and then you make a counter, and then the next turn you have 6 mana. And let's say there's like a giant 6 mana creature on your top of your library. Let's say it's most likely, like, let's be honest, Hydroid Crisis is probably going to be the code. So, like, let's say you flip a Hydroid Crisis, or you have one in your hand, you cast Hydroid Crisis for X equals 4. You draw 2 cards, gain 2 life, and then you tutor up something that's less than 6. It's crazy. Like, this in conjunction with Nissa and stuff is going to make drive Sultai midrange over the top. It's already the best deck in Standard. It's like, it doesn't need to be any better. Okay, Luca, Coppercoat Outcast is the other Planeswalker that they spoiled immediately. 3 red for a legendary Planeswalker, Luca. Starts with 5 loyalty, +1, Impulse 3, so exile the top 3 cards of your library. Creature cards exiled this way, gain. You may cast this card from exile as long as you control Luca Planeswalker. So this was talking about the new way to Impulse draw. So normally, impulsive draw is only, like, that turn or until the next turn, but this is as long as you control Luca, you can do it. And then -2, exile target creature you control. And then reveal... Okay, this is key. Exile target creature you control, and then reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal creature card with higher converted mana cost. Like, what?
Big Fishy.
What?
You know, this does work with Big Fishy.
Right.
Just noting... Yeah, there is an actual Pioneer deck where you play stuff like Pirate's Pillage to create tokens, and then you cast, it's a red spell from, like, Kaladesh that lets you polymorph your artifacts and creatures into large creatures and win the game. Saffron Olive.
Yeah, I forget. But anyways, lots of these pretty cool stuff, but I think we should talk about the monsters in the room. So they spoiled Ikoria. Yeah, why don't you talk about Aluna, Apex of Wishes? Because we're talking about polymorphing stuff.
Yeah, no, this just seems ridiculous. Aluna, Apex of Wishes is 2, a green, a blue, a red for a 6/6 legendary creature beast elemental dinosaur. So, those are some of the cool creature types that they promised.
So yeah, that's, I think that...
for 3, green, red, green mana, blue, blue.
So yeah, Gruul hybrid there. Right. Yeah, read the text on mutate, because this is the... Escape was the big mechanic, but now this is the new mechanic. It's the big new mechanic.
Right. Mutate is, if you cast a spell for its mutate cost, put it under or over a target non-human creature you own, and then mutate it. And so basically, when you mutate something, whatever creature's on top is the power and toughness, but then you gain all of the abilities beneath it.
So this is what they were, I think this is literally, we were calling this with Augment and Host. This is just a less clunky way of doing Augment and Host. So it's like, we kind of called this, not really. It's better banding, that's really what it is. It's fixed banding. Though attacking together as one creature, it's fixed banding. No, they fixed banding and made it good.
Keyword.
I know. But like, this is good.
Aluna also is flying and trample. She is a 6/6. And whenever it mutates, exile all cards from the top of your library until you exile a non-land permanent card. Put that card onto the battlefield or in your hand.
Yeah, this is super cool. Also worth noting that mutation can happen multiple times, so it's not just once.
Right, you could have a 5-time mutated creature.
Like, that's what they were talking about in the video. This is crazy. And then also, Aluna has an alternate version where her name is Ghidorah, King of the Cosmos.
Yeah, so this
which
is
also makes me think that... I think Aluna is actually male, then. Because if Aluna's a king, then... I don't know. It's a different... So,
no. You know, it's a different, like, flavor creature. But,
yeah,
so it's, they're doing same a... idea. They're doing a thing with some of the legendary creatures, where, or just creatures in general, where they're making a standard version, which is what you'd expect, a showcase version, which is like alt art, kind of like the constellations.
They're all the constellations. They're just.
And then third, there's a Godzilla series, which is the exciting new version, full art that has really cool art. And all of the creatures in the Godzilla series have different flavor names. So, for example, Aluna, Apex of Wishes, is Ghidorah, King of the Cosmos. But it's the same creature functionally, just has a different flavor name. But then it also has the inlay.
Different art.
Text,
as the real all name. Right, well, let's talk about Big Monster Dude. Go ahead and read off Godzilla.
It's Godzilla.
So, seriously, it is Godzilla.
Yeah, so... Godzilla, who has an alternate name, but not necessarily to talk about that.
So, everyone's Godzilla, just going to call it Godzilla.
Monsters. 3 red and a green for a dinosaur, legendary creature. It's a 7/3 with trample. And it says, lethal damage dealt to creatures you control is determined by their power rather than their toughness. This is a very confusing line of text, but what Ezra and I think this could mean is that, for example, if Godzilla is attacking and it is blocked by a 5/5 creature, then Godzilla will not die because the lethal damage is determined not by its 3 toughness, but by its 7 power.
Oh my god.
So Godzilla will just eat the 5/5 and deal 2 trample instead.
That's like...
The first thing I thought of was Yargle, the 9/3 frog.
Yes, so now we can build, like... I mean, it's not in the correct color identity, but, like, all those terrible creatures that are, like, 3 mana for a 4/2 are now 3 mana 4/4s. Like, 3 mana vanilla 4/4s. So we could build a Godzilla deck where literally all we play is vanilla creatures with really high power and, like, no toughness, and it would actually be, like, fine because of how fast it would be.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the Arcades. It's the same idea where you play a bunch of low-costed creatures that are usually bad, but they're just so strong because they're, like, 2-mana 7/7s and stuff. But Godzilla is also, like, more functional as a creature by itself, and I think that not only does that high power help, it's also, like, protection in combat, and this is just a really, really good card in general.
Yeah, and then let me also talk about the leaks that happened. Like, now that we know what Mutate is, it all makes sense. So there's also BioQuartz, Space Godzilla was one of the other ones. That's the Sultai one. Brokos, Apex of Eternity, Legendary Creature, Elemental, Beast Nightmare. Mutate for 2, Dimir Hybrid, and Green. So I think they're doing this. They're probably going to end up doing, like, a whole cycle of these Legendary Creatures with Mutate. And then it has Trample. And then you may cast Brokos, Apex of Eternity from your graveyard using its Mutate ability. Which is just crazy, because you just play it over and over again. You're mutating it onto weird stuff and stuff. This seems, like, very good.
Can we talk about the other new keyword companion? I mean, not necessarily...
This confirms the King Caesar, Ancient Guardian, is Huntmaster Liger, which is one of the cards they spoiled, so... So we know that these leaks are real, because they got one of the cards correct.
Yeah, no, I was surprised because Godzilla was real, and I'm like,
that makes so much more sense. And then, there's another Godzilla Primordial Champion, which cycles and puts a trample counter on target creature you control. Let's read Companion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's Companion, I think, is going to be, like, specific to the creature.
So you have one Companion, but I don't think people actually end up want to play this in as their commanders because, like,
seems cool.
It just limits you. Huh?
Well,
I mean, but it would be cool. It would be very cool in the 99 because then you can exile it and then it's like partner. It would be like partner. They're probably going to clarify this. That might not be how it works. They haven't really told us how this works for commander. But what I'm guessing is, so the ones that they've spoiled are Karuga the Macrosage and that Gyruda Doom of Depths. So why don't you guys read those?
Karuga is 3/2 green-blue hybrid mana for a 5/4 legendary creature dinosaur hippo. It has companion, and in this case, Karuga's companion is your starting deck contains only cards with converted mana cost 3 or greater and land cards.
So that means
when it enters the battlefield, draw a card for each other permanent you control with converted mana cost 3 or greater.
So, talk about the way they
explained companion was it's basically like a commander. So, like, if your deck fits those requirements, it's basically like your commander in, like, standard or modern or pioneer.
Yeah. I think they need to be really careful, though, to not make these too strong, because it's like having an 8th card in your starting hand. So, there's, like, they had to... The deck building restriction is supposed to set it off, but, like, if they accidentally didn't make the deck restriction, like, hard enough to do, then it would be broken, because people in Modern can just start with 8 cards in hand.
And Standard.
So, right.
So I don't know how plausible it is that one of these cards will not only have a fine companion requirement, as well as being a very strong playable modern card, but I suppose we'll see.
Right. So only 2 of these have been spoiled, and what it looks like is because they're using hybrid mana, it tells us that they want us to play them in monocolored decks, which would also make sense that they would give us... But normally when they do these hybrid cycles, they give us 10. So I think it's plausible that we get a cycle of 10 of these companions. I think that seems pretty reasonable, right?
I mean, whatever's going to happen, it's going to be pretty cool.
Or it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could happen.
No, so, I think. It's rare. So they do rare cycles a lot. It would be more common if they were uncommon, because then they would make more sense. But I think it's possible that we... Creatures. Right, well, we already see Garuda Doom of Depths, which is four... Wait, did we read Garuda?
No. I can read it. So, yeah. Garuda, or a Garuda, we'll see, I don't know. Garuda is 4 and 2 Dimir hybrid mana, which means you can pay any combination of 4 and then blue, black, or something like that. It's a legendary creature, Demon Kraken. It's a 6/6. It's not a Kraken, which is nice. So it has Companion. Your starting deck contains only cards with even converted mana costs. When Garuda enters the battlefield, each player puts the top 4 cards of their library into their graveyard. Put a creature card with an even converted converted mana cost from among those cards onto the battlefield under your control. So this is very cool.
It's even tribal. Yeah, so like, so I'd be actually fine with playing this as my commander.
Yeah, you can play this as even tribal, but so you have a few options here. So if you make your 60 card deck only have cards with even converted mana costs, you can start with this card in exile, and you can cast it whenever you get enough mana for it, which is potentially very strong if you can make a good enough deck with even converted mana costs. But also, it's perfectly fine to just play it in your deck, because it's a 6/6 with an upside, essentially. It's 6/6 and possibly reanimating a massive creature if you get lucky enough. So this is a very strong creature.
Right, so this doesn't even need to be your companion. It's fine just as a...
Yeah, it's a vanilla 6/6 with a potential upside.
I think this might end up being a one of in Sultai Midrange. Like, that actually seems fine. Like, it needs finishes.
I don't know what it necessarily does for the...
Well, okay, so... Yeah, the reason it's clunky, though, is because if you hit Hydroid off of it... If you hit it... Uro's even. Hydroid Crisis is X equals 0. It
doesn't matter.
Huh? Yeah, well, X equals 0.
Uro's odd.
Uro's odd, yeah, so I don't know.
Odd. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think there's stuff to hit out off of it. Like, oh, I was going to say Casualties of War, but that's not a creature.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, this is
okay. Yeah, I take it back. I don't think this is going. I think Vivian is going in these mid range decks as a one of or two of.
Yeah, Vivian's very, very good.
Yeah. Okay. So
choose your Cascade is crazy.
Let me talk about Companion as like not in your command zone. They haven't told us how this works in Commander. But assuming we can do other things, let's say we're playing, what's a big stuff commander?
Why are you making the assumption? I think it's just going to be the same in Commander, just as it is in...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but, like, here's the example I was trying to give. Wait, can someone give me, like, a big stuff Simic commander? Like, a Simic ramp commander?
Tatiova, it doesn't matter.
Okay, oh, Tatiova is actually not a bad example. Because Tatiova wants lands, and you can only put CMC3 or greater in land cards. So you play a bunch of land ramp land cards, and then Karuga the Macrosage, you put that in exile, so you basically now have Karuga to start, and you also have Tatiova. And so, with Tatiova, like, having only CMC3 or greater wouldn't actually be that much of a problem. It would provide a really fun deck building experience and big challenge, but then you also get like 9 cards in hand to start the game. And that seems very powerful.
That is crazy. Yeah. On the Magic Reddit, new spoilers came out. Like ones that they didn't show.
There's a whole lot of cards.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Wait.
Most of them are commons, but
no, there's
good. People are spoiling them.
Some of them are vanilla commons, but some are pretty cool.
There is a new legendary
for the set is so cool. Oh, Pacifism got reprinted. Oh, Lutri the Spell Chaser. It's so okay. We did it. We made the prediction. They're doing a whole cycle. So Lutri the Spell Chaser is one. It's the elemental otter.
Oh.
It's yes. an elemental otter. Okay, it's one, and then is it hybrid? For legendary creature, elemental otter. Companion, each non-land card in your starting deck has a different name.
What the heck? It's Commander.
It's Commander in a 60-card format. It becomes Singleton. Has Flash. When it enters the battlefield, copy target instant or sorcery spell you control. Well,
time to make my Nalu Meha deck a Lutri the Spell Chaser deck.
Yeah, no, this just kind
of... This is better Nalu Meha. It just blew Nalu Meha out of the...
A little bit.
This is a broken Commander.
No, no. You play this in the 99.
You don't play this as your commander.
Okay, well, what if you did... Well, no. You can't play Lutri, though, in a Nalu Meha deck.
No, you don't. Lutri is the secret commander that you put in exile.
Something
like Jori N.
But we wouldn't want Jori. We want something for Izzet. Okay, we're talking about the Master Flicker combo, guys. Hang on, let me clarify Master Flicker for the listeners. So before we had Nalu Meha Master Wizard back in Dominaria, when at ETBs you copy an instant or sorcery, and then so what you do is you play it with blink spells. So you cast the blink spell and then you cast Nalu Meha, copying the blink spell, and then the first one resolves, fizzles. Nalu Meha enters the battlefield. Targeting the original one. So you do. So Nalu Meha targets the blink spell. The blink spell gets a copy. The new blink spell blinks Nalu Meha. Nalu Meha copies the blink spell. So you get infinite enter the battlefields, and if there's any other effect there, then you win. So Lutri the Spell Chaser is now a better Nalu Meha. So what Charlie is suggesting is we play a commander like his example, Jori and Ruin Diver, to help us dig for stuff. And then, Well, the issue with playing Lutri as your secret commander is because if it dies, it's
that is a little sketchy.
But like, we could play Lutri as the commander, and then it would let us Master Flicker a turn earlier, because Nalu Meha is, for one, only one color, and for two, it's only it's four mana. So Lutri, like the companion thing doesn't matter. We're doing that in commander anyways. You just can't play Lutri Persistent Petitioners. Yeah, so, they're giving rule clarification here. If this card is your chosen companion, you may cast it once from outside the game. So you put this in your sideboard, that's what that is. That's a good clarification. So they're playing, you put it in your sideboard. So you only get 14 sideboard cards. I'd assume.
Okay.
Moss Coat, Goryak, Fully Grown. Oh, that's cool. Why don't you Fully Grown?
Couldn't you have a commander and then this is your companion?
Yes, I believe so. Charlie, no. Outside the game doesn't work in commander. Because there's no sideboards. So this would have to be your commander. So So you can't actually play this and a commander.
But wait,
because there's no such thing as outside the game.
You mentioned that it's on your sideboard.
Companion.
Yeah. So there's this thing called Rule Zero in Commander, which says play however your play group wants to play. It's a casual format. Ooh. But base rules in Commander, outside the game mechanics, like wishes, they don't work. There's no such thing as a sideboard commander, so they don't work. So therefore, using that logic, unless they errata something, not errata, unless they change some rules, like the Commander Rule Advisory Board. What is it called?
I think it's the Board of Advisory.
That's the CAD. The Advisory Board. Rules Committee. The RC. That's what I was looking for. So if the Rules Committee changes something, we could be able to play these.
Yeah. But we'll see.
They gave a rules clarification for Godzilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, read it off.
Okay. It says, some people seem confused by this text box, which essentially means lethal damage is assigned by power rather than toughness to your creatures. So effects like fire breathing do to indeed boost your creature's toughness, but only to damage-based spells like...
Okay, so yeah, we interpreted it correctly. So we were correct. Also, this common is pretty significant. Dranith Stinger is one in a red for a creature, human, wizard, or 2/2. Whenever you cycle another card, Dranith Stinger deals 1 damage to target opponent. So I think this is a storm piece for the cycling decks. And then... cycling through 1 mana. one colorless mana. Never been done. One colorless mana for cycling. It never happens. That's so crazy. Weird.
I didn't expect.
Okay,
I'm
so.
Expect your
horizons go up in cost. Unless we see a reprint.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Did I talk about my New Horizons? So before we were doing that dumb April Fool's joke where I said Time Twister was my New Horizon, I actually had New Perspectives down as my New Horizon, which is five and a blue for a enchantment that says when it enters the battlefield, draw three cards, and then as long as you have seven or more cards in hand, cycling costs zero. So you can use this to storm off. And so I think New Perspectives with that new cycling commander is going to go up way in price. So that was a pretty decent call, but we just forgot to say that on the episode because we were too busy doing our dumb April Fool joke. Oh, well. All right, so is there anything else we would like to talk about? We're probably going to have another spoiler by the time we finish up recording, but do we want to talk about
C20? There is a new creature spoiled on the Reddit page.
Which just got spoiled. Yeah, because
Void Beckoner.
Reddit is a great.
Six
black. Oh, Void Beckoner, I see this.
80 Nightmare Horror Death Touch. With cycling for two and a black. When you cycle it, put a Death Touch counter on target creature you control.
Eh. It has cool creature type.
Yeah, Nightmare Horror. No, it's just a cool card. I think it's actually not bad for Commander. Because it's a good beater at the end, but then also when you cycle it away so it cantrips. And then Death Touch is actually not a bad mechanic for Commander. I think it's underplayed in Commander. But it's good to just like dump on a 1-1 token. Because then you can just kill something bigger.
I think it'll be good in Limited.
Oh, definitely in Limited. Well, cycling makes Limited better. I'm going to love drafting this in Limited, because cycling is a high mechanic.
Limited, but seems good.
Well, Keyroller Best the Sea God was 7 mana, and it was the best code in Fearless Beyond Death Limited, so I mean anything can happen. Void Beckoner, I think it's a good card.
You're not best with Sea God wins the game though. This dies to Doomblade.
There's no Doomblade in the set, but there is Pacifism in the set, so yeah. Pacifism is a great card for Limited. Also, they should make a better version of Pacifism for White. Like a slightly better.
Pacifism is already like prime.
No, I know, but, like, it's not... It's still bad enough that it gets cut from a lot of commander lists, because it's, like... It doesn't remove enough stuff. Lutri the Spell Chaser. I'm still really excited about this Elemental Otter. I think I'm gonna build Lutri. Because I have another mana deck. Yeah, and then I think I might end up picking it up or something.
Alright,
okay,
so should we...
Let's talk about the C20 commanders.
There's also Mothra in the set.
Oh, yeah, no, read Mothra.
So Mothra Mothra's like other name is Luminous Broodmoth.
Oh, okay,
it's two white for a 3/4 creature insect. It's got flying, and whenever a creature you control without flying dies, return it to the battlefield under its owner's control with a flying counter on it.
That's ridiculous. Wizards, yes, mono white, you're helping. Yay! They should have just made this legendary though. I'm upset about that.
Oh my god.
Would it be that would have been a great commander. I would have been so thrilled about that. I think that's a mistake. They should have made this legendary. Like, come on. And if they were gonna give it if they're gonna make it Mothra, why don't not maybe they weren't filling enough normal mythics? Hang on, I'm just getting more water.
That the pacifism art is beautiful.
Oh yeah, the monster getting dragged on the ground.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think this is really what white needs. Still doesn't card advantage.
Well, actually,
it is. It's recursion. It's not that bad, but if they didn't get it, it wouldn't have been a bad commander.
It's fun. Like, people would build it. I'm enjoying it. But yeah, they should have made it legendary, because then mono white might have actually been something in commander.
I think I'm putting Huntmaster Ligru in all of my cat decks. Huntmaster Ligru is 3 and white for creature cat, 3/4 mutate, 2 and white. And then whenever this creature mutates, other creatures you control get +X/+X until end of turn, where X is the number of times this creature is mutated. Everyone go build Sojin General Commanders. Sojin Commander decks. That's the unsanctioned mutate commander.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about C20.
I was just about to say that, Charlie.
So, go ahead.
How many?
We have five possible commanders for the decks.
Yeah. And then I think we're going to give them preliminary ratings. I'm just going to go in ahead and look at our, you know, that top 10. That top 10 budget commanders episode we did.
Yes.
I'm just going to go look at our metrics, and I'm just going to go through and I'm going to rate them. And then.
Without the price one, because we don't actually know yet, right?
Right. Without the price one. We'll give them all five on price. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
All right. The first new commander that we got was. Why did I choose the one?
Cathral. Which one?
Cathral. Cathral Aspect Warper. For two, a white, a black, a green, for a 3/3 legendary creature nightmare insect. When Ezra, please help me out again.
Cathral. It's not that
Cathral.
It's just weird.
Yeah. When Cathral Aspect Warper enters the battlefield, put a flying counter on any creature you control if a creature in your graveyard has flying. Repeat this process for First Strike, Double Strike, Death Touch, Hexproof, Indestructible, Lifelink, Menace, Reach, Trample, and Vigilance. Then put a +1/+1 counter on Cathral for each counter put on a creature this way.
Alright, I've got two things to say real quick. First one, this proves that the leak is fake, I think. Yeah, there was no Cathral Aspect Warper in that Abzan leak. So this is Symbiotic Swarm. This is the commander ship for Symbiotic Swarm. And then also, it's a keyword soup commander that's actually good. Like, we've been wanting this commander for a long time.
Yeah, this seems...
Huh?
What?
Wait, sorry, you kind of dropped out.
Wait, hold on. Refresh your Reddit page and tell me I'm not mistaking. Like, if you go to new, Lutri the Spell Chaser preemptively banned an EDH.
Oh, yeah, no, they preemptively banned it. No, so, okay, so, yeah. Companion creatures are preemptively banned. Yeah. So they just need to... So, okay, here, let me clarify this. I kind of expected this. They are, they're just trying to... They're just preemptively banning them because they don't know how they want them to work really quick. And then they just have to deliberate for a few hours. And then what I'm guessing is going to come out thing is they're only going to allow them as commanders and then or in the 99, but you can't play them as commanders. You can't
have basically a second commander.
Yeah. Right, that's what we were talking about. It doesn't right. work because they have to enter from your sideboard, and then sideboards don't exist in Commander. Also, everyone's freaking about Godzilla, and they're like, dude, WTF, he doesn't belong in Magic. It's like, come on. It's like a promo.
Well, supposedly, from Wizards.com, I'm going to just quote this guy on Reddit, Commander players... Even though you don't have sideboard, this is from Wizards.com. Even though you don't have sideboards, you can still get in on the fun. Each commander deck may include a chosen companion. It starts outside the game and doesn't count as one of your 100 cards. Just like the rest of your deck, your commander must follow the deck building rule if you're going to use a companion.
Well, guess what? You just got by the rules committee, because they just banned your thingies. So, well, too bad.
Did they? I don't know.
Well, I'm reading the official mtgcommander.net. And they banned Lutri. Oh, okay, so it's not the rest of them, they just banned Lutri. They banned Lutri.
Yeah, Lutri was going to get kind of crazy.
It doesn't have an opportunity cost. You can just include it. They're not fans of a must play. Because his limitation, because Lutri's limitation doesn't do anything.
Right, and Commander is just a given.
So yeah, Lutri. Alright guys, so we just have another... Okay, breaking news, banning announcement. Lutri the Spell Chaser banned in Commander. preemptively. This is the first time they've ever banned a code. We're making history. This is the first time the Rules Committee has banned a code before it's been released. This is nuts. Like, they're banning it before it gets released. We're not even going to be able to play with these cards for another month and a half. And they're, like, banning it just so that they can... It's insane!
But it's smart, because otherwise it would just kind of mess up the format.
Wow. Yeah, No, because any deck playing Izette is now just that much more powerful, because Lutri, you just play it automatically.
Yeah.
I don't think Wizards should have made Lutri. I think they should have made Lutri's text different, but I think... I love the companion, but I think Lutri's limitation should have been stricter and not, like,
needing to be banned in EDH. It's Brawl, I believe.
It would probably... Did Brawl just ban it? No, they wouldn't ban it, because Brawl is not MTG Commander. Oh, the Commander's Rules Committee doesn't run the thing.
Think about it. It would make sense, because Brawl is just standard Commander. And
yeah, but Wizards manages it. So Wizards had Brawl in mind, so they wanted it for Brawl. So they're going to make it legal in Brawl, because they're still trying to... Wizards is just upset that Commander... I'm going to go on a rant here. But Wizards is still trying to promote Brawl. Sure? I think it's going to be legal in Brawl. I don't think they would ban it, because otherwise they just wouldn't make it. Because Wizards makes Brawl. Wizards runs Brawl, so they wouldn't make Lutri if they were just going to immediately ban it.
That doesn't make sense, Ezard. They would make cards that are in other formats.
Yeah, but then why wouldn't they just fix Lutri? If they thought it was going to be immediately banned in two formats.
Because
they made a mistake with Oko, but like...
cards into other formats.
No, I know, but like, I think... Okay, well, it's just unfortunate that they printed something that is getting banned within the first 30 minutes of being released. No, but what Miles was saying is if it gets banned in Brawl. But if it gets banned in Brawl, then I think it might be considered a mistake.
Why is it a mistake, Ezra? It's a perfectly fine card in every other format.
No, I know, but they wouldn't... Wizards doesn't like banning cards, that's all I'm trying to say. So they wouldn't try to intentionally print something that they were going to ban.
Alright, on a happier note, we now can have Cycle Tribal.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's jump back into the thing. Cycling commander.
Gavri, Nest Warden. Two, a white, a red, and a blue, a red, and a white for a 2/5 legendary creature, human shaman.
Yeah, Miles, you are right. I just reloaded the Magic TCG page. It got banned. Well, they say, well, this posting, I don't see... Yeah, it's just Lutri.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just reading this. So yeah, I think it was smart banning Lutri. I mean, it's fine to print it. I don't know. I just wish we'd be able to play it in Commander. I think that's the main thing that I'm upset about with Lutri.
Right, I was excited. They make the ban a little more complicated. Like, you can have him in the deck, you just can't have him as the companion.
Yeah, but they tried to do that. They used to have banned as commander, but then running two separate ban lists was very complicated. So they stopped doing it.
Yeah, so they just... Yeah, and, well, in French commander, which is 1v1, there are some cards banned as your commander. But, Leovold, for example. But Leovold's just banned in Commander in general, because it's just so oppressive, and it's annoying.
Alright, back to,
Cylon Supremacy on Reddit says, take over the Commander banless WotC. I don't think that's a good idea. Like, Commander's a community-run format, we don't want it to be a business model. Also, Deadeye Navigator isn't that oppressive. Like, come on. Yeah, anyways. Why don't we read the rest of the five face
cards? Yeah, the cycle commander. You may pay zero rather than pay the cycling cost of the first card you cycle each turn. Whenever you draw your second card each turn, create a 2/2 red and white dinosaur cat creature token.
So you think this is what they've been gearing up for with this whole second card commander, the whole second card mechanic from Eldraine and stuff?
I don't think so. I think they're individual, but they do happen to work together, and that may have been one of the things Swatsy was
thinking about. No, well, that's what I'm saying. I think that was this, like, this card might have been in mind as they made that draft archetype. They're like, oh, so we have this draft archetype that people are using. We can make this for Brawl.
I don't think it was necessarily. I don't think it was made specifically for that purpose.
Well, I know, but I think it was in consideration.
Possible, yeah.
I like the little dino behind her.
Let me see, look.
I mean, she's the nest warden.
Yeah, so we now have two nest ladies. Oh, now we can't refer to her as Atla Polani as the nest lady. She used to be the egg layer, and then this is dinosaur cat. I just realized that she makes dinosaur cats.
You really just realized that?
Dino cat. We're making dinosaur cat tribal now.
No, she's the cycle lady.
Good point. The other lady's egg lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Jarena Kuro is the next one. One red, white, black. So Mardu. This is the first Mardu pre-con that we're going to get since Kalia the Vast. Original Commander. Yeah, back in Original Commander. So it's been 9 years. Mardu is back.
Wait, which one?
Edgar Markov.
Oh, that's true. Edgar Markov back in C-17. I am incorrect. I stand corrected. So Edgar Markov. So it's been 3 years since we've had a Mardu commander. But still, I think they should make an Izzet. And like, these are all three colored, but I still think they should make a Azorius and Dimir. Like, it's been 9 years and they still have... This is going to be the 9th commander product and they're not printing a Dimir precon. Or an Azorius precon. Eh, whatever. Okay, anyways, Jarena Kuro is one red, white, and a black for legendary creature, human soldier, 3/3. Magali is very good.
Jarena looks like, what's...
Vivian, kind of.
No, not Vivian. The 2-drop Selesnya legendary creature.
Amala?
No. I'll look it up. Keep talking.
I'll keep reading. Jarena Kuro enters the battlefield, create a 1/1 white human soldier creature token for each time you cast a commander from the command zone this game. Other humans you control get +2/+0. So it's Mardu human tribal. And immediately I'm just like, eh. Like, I don't think this is...
Yeah, I'm getting.
I don't think this is
going to
be that powerful.
Vibes off of it.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool idea. It's a cool idea. It's a very cool idea. Right. It's messing with the command zone again, which we always enjoy. Command zone mechanics are super cool. But what if it had been something like? I mean, so I think Jarena Kuro is actually a very good commander in the 99, because if you're casting a commander multiple times, then she comes in with, like, she comes in with 3/1 human soldiers. Well, here's our answer why we have human soldiers. We just figured that out. Instead of just being soldiers, because they were going to do human tribal. So, we did figure that out. But, like, yeah, I just don't think it's going to be that good.
I found out who Jarena looks like. Jarena has an extreme resemblance to Shana, Sisse's legacy. The art happens to be done by the same person, so...
Villeneuve? Yeah. So that would probably make sense. A lot of her arts look similar, but they're always really stunning. They're really great arts.
Okay.
Alright, so, Calamax, the Storm
Spear... I'm most excited for, because it just seems completely broken. Okay. Gloom Penguin.
Yes! Okay, we're gonna do Gloom Penguin. Gloom Penguin is 2 and a black. For a creature, Nightmare Penguin, it's a 1/5. They say it survives on a purely bioluminescent. Bioluminescent? Not bioluminescent? Okay, whatever. Bioluminescent diet.
Bioluminescent.
No, I know, but like, okay. I thought it was bioilluminescent, but I'm probably just not paying attention. Bioluminescent diet. It's only active during the darkest... Yeah, of Indotha Knights, making verification highly challenging. Gannet, Skysail, Zoologist. 3 mana, vanilla, 1/5. Okay. Moving on, Calamax of Stormsire.
Yeah, I'll read this one. Alright, so yeah, Calamax the Stormsire. Calamax is one in a teamer, which is one green, blue, red, for a 4/4 at legendary creature elemental dinosaur. Calamax says, whenever you cast your first instant spell each turn, if Calamax the Storm Sire is tapped, copy that spell. You may choose new targets for the copy. Then, whenever you copy an instant spell, put a +1/+1 counter on Calamax.
This isn't broken at all. Copying instants? That's not broken.
One every turn?
Yeah, like, I... Give me my... Okay, so here's my issue with this card. What about stuff like... Wait, is Dark Ritual an instant? I'm just gonna look at...
Hold on. The Demon Kraken?
No, but hang on, let's finish talking about this. Okay, Mystical Tutor, it's an instant. Do it twice. Swan Song, twice. Oops.
Already Swan Song twice.
Huh? Oh, not Swan Song. I'm just reading down the list of instants. And I was reading it wrong, because I had text instant instead of type instant. So Swords to Plowshares, twice. Cyclone. Pyretic Ritual, that's a good point. Okay, but then there's stuff like Beast Within, copy that twice.
This is just a really good commander.
You can just run, it's... Yeah.
Timur instance good stuff.
It's instant tribal, though. That's what I'm happy about, because that's just a very cool concept. We haven't had any good cards that, like, do specifically sorceries or specifically instants. Oh, Fact or Fiction, twice. Reality Shift, twice. Harrow, twice. Worldly Tutor, twice. Dig Through Time. Oh, Frantic Search.
Why?
Frantic Search. So, Frantic Search, you untap lands. So, it's ramping you, and you get to draw two cards, and then discard two cards, and then do it again. Rapid Hybridization. Opt. Crop Rotation. I don't want counterspells, though. Mystic Confluence twice is definitely not stupid. Impulse twice. Court of Calling twice.
What about
Word of Invention twice?
Give you an extra turn.
Those are... Oh, Nexus of Fate is an instant. Nexus of Fate twice. Anyways, very, very stupid and also good and very fun card, so I look forward to seeing more of Calamax the Storm Sire. Also, Elemental Dinosaur. That's all I needed. Otrini the Ever Playful is the fifth one. 3 black, green, blue. Us. Slightly familiar mana cost. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Legendary Creature, Nightmare, Beast. I love that these mutate cards, like the art, you can see them, they carry down into the mutate box. It's very cool. So it also has mutate for 1 in Sultai, so as you cast the spell for its mutate cost, you may put it over or under target non-human creature you own. They mutate into the creature on top, plus all the abilities from under it. And then trample whenever this creature deals combat damage to a player. Return target creature card with mutate from your graveyard to your hand. Mutate tribal.
Yeah.
It seems really good. I mean,
that is fun.
At first thought, you would think that it's some kind of like incubation druid combo.
Wait, hold on.
That you could just mutate into.
Charlie, do you think that this will surpass Muldrotha?
No.
No. No, it's not. Muldrotha is the most popular commander. I don't think this is a better Sultai commander than Muldrotha.
But
because it has to deal combat damage, that's what makes that. That's like a severe drawback for like any commander. If you have to deal combat damage with it, it's a drawback.
Yeah, I don't know. I think mutates are really cool. This is a good commander, but I think mutates.
They had to do it
when building mutate is really about like the already existent. Combos with like Experiment Kraj and how you can work into that.
Alright, so does someone want to read me off those? Can someone read off the 5 commanders and I'm going to score them real quick?
Okay. Read their text too?
I know what most of the texts are.
Alright, Cathriel Aspect Warper.
path roll aspect warper. Okay,
Gavi Nest Warden.
I just want these also, like, okay.
Jarena Kudrow.
Okay.
Kalamex the Storm Sire.
Yep.
And Otrimi, the ever playful.
I love the art on that one.
Yeah, that is pretty nice.
No, well, it's just hilarious. He's just, like, sticking his head through the rock, and he's like, come play with me. I don't know if we'll score these, but just first impressions, what do you think are going to be the more powerful commanders? I think Kalamax for sure.
Yeah, Kalamax seems, like, really good.
Yeah, Gavi Kalamax also and... cool.
I think Cathril. Gavi and Cathril are also. I think Cathril's my favorite so far. And then Kalamax.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then the other three, I feel kind of. And then the third favorite's like Pangolin.
I think Gavi and then Otrimi and Jarena Kudrow seems to just be a letdown. Like, it's just another Mardu attacking commander. Like, it's human tribal, sure, but like. I don't see it being that good. Because
guys already read Gyruda, Doom of Death, right?
We read Gyruda. Let's refresh the Reddit page. Can you refresh that? Make sure that there have been no more spoilers since we stopped. Because now all the sites are allowed to drop their spoilers. What?
There is a new spoiler.
Okay. Read.
Vadork, Apex of Thunder. Blue, red, white for a 3/3 legendary creature elemental dinosaur cat.
That's me. I'm Jessakai. This
one. It's got mutate for 1, a Azorius hybrid mana, red. It's got flying and first strike, and whenever this creature mutates, you may cast target non-creature card with converted mana cost 3 or less from your graveyard without paying its mana cost.
Oh my.
So I think they might actually end up cycling this one too. Like this.
Oh boy.
Oops.
I'm excited. This is getting so much fun.
This card is fantastic.
And I'm not timing it. I think so many people are on the Reddit that it's like slowing it down. Okay, is there any other cards that we wanted to talk about before we finished here?
I think we talked about all of them, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is good.
This is exciting.
Is awesome.
Wait, what is that card called? Oh, Vadrock, Apex of Thunder. I see it. So, wow. That is very good. More non-creature spells. This seems to be, like, a not bad impression of Noset. It's just cheaper. Wait, what if you put this on Noset? What if we put this on Noset? That would be very, very fun.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Honestly,
oh, so there's 15 cards in our Godzilla series.
Reading some comments on the Magic page, I'm seeing a lot of like negativity about this entire set.
People always get mad because they don't want to spend money.
Yeah, it's pre-banned in Brawl. So. And then there's I think there's going to be 71 cards.
Boxes. That's my question.
Do what? Oh, no, C20 and Ikoria are thematically tied, but they're separate. No, you can't buy commander sets in boxes. You buy the precons. So the counters, menace, first strike, hexproof, lifelink, +1/+1, reach, vigilance, death touch, flying, trample. Oh, I think that's it. But they've got punch out codes. And they look super cool. They're like octagons.
Pretty cool.
It's gonna be so fun.
I'm gonna get a box of Vigoria.
Yep, anything else we want to do?
I don't think so.
Thank you guys for listening to this slightly insane episode.
Yeah, no, that was crazy. I'm excited for to see all the new codes. Yeah, we're just gonna be like being spoiled left and right and
crazy. This time I'm actually gonna look at spoilers.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's less of a pull to do spoilers when the set is mundane, but like, this set is crazy.
There's actually quite a good comment on the Reddit page. It says, "What happens to a mutated creature when it gets bounced?"
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Or exile. Would it becomes one creature? So wouldn't the entire thing go away? Right.
I don't know. They're gonna release all the rules. They had to release a bunch of rules as well with escape and also with the two-sided cards.
Also, I'm very happy because there's one person that says the absolute mad lads did it, and there's a picture of Gloom Pangolin.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so if you want to see the highest resolution images of these, you can go to Scryfall. Scryfall is normally, they're sometimes a little bit slow with the, with putting out the cards, but they've got, yeah, so far, so they've got Godzilla on here. Everyone's just gonna call it Godzilla, but it's Zathura Strength Incarnate is the original.
Yeah, no, it's Godzilla. It's Godzilla.
Yeah, and then that's the box topper. So if you buy a box of this at an LGS, then you can get a Godzilla. This seems to be like another Athreos, where it's like they've got this like not that great for anything except for Commander. Although this, now that I'm looking at it, this might actually like become its own deck archetype. Like Gruul aggro and standard might not actually be bad. Because it's a 7/3 trample on turn 5.
I play Gruul aggro and standard. It's just like all like Robber of the Rich. It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, and then you can also play stuff like Rhythm of the Wild and Zotadruid.
Yeah, Robber of the Rich, Rhythm of the Wild, Nissa.
This is going to be stuff. Great.
And now Vivian Monster's Advocate. There's also Vivian Okubo Ranger is pretty good. This is... Copper Coat Outcast. Luca, Copper Coat Outcast. Wow, I am so excited.
Okay, here's my one thing. We still haven't figured out what the massive, like, behemoth is in the background.
That is true. We don't know what that giant dude is.
We now know what the Vivian is.
I'm very content with Mutate, though. I haven't even played a card with Mutate yet, and I'm already happy about it. We can be hyped for the next month and a half until it actually releases.
What if this...
Yeah, we also don't know what the massive boost is.
What if it's another one of the companion cards?
That would be very, very funny.
Just saying.
Alright, I think we are done here. Anything else? Yeah, all in the future, we're going to be dropping content every day. And we are done here. Anything else before we get out of here?
Nope, thanks guys.
See ya.
Alright, bye everyone.
One cut.
Cut.